My dearly beloved, I want to share with you one precious story. A story of a missionary to China called Dr. Pauline Hamilton. Dr. Pauline Hamilton is an absolute transformed person, just like Zacchaeus was transformed. Before, in the past, she had a life of absolute misery. She was going to be a doctor at that point of time when she discovered that she had tuberculosis. Now, years ago, TB has no cure. And so as a result, when she was informed by the doctor that she has tuberculosis, and of course she was supposed to die, her boyfriend dumped her. And the school wrote a letter to tell her to quit. And her life was absolutely miserable. Now, my dearly beloved, so she decided to kill herself. She took some pills, sleeping pills. It wouldn't work. And as a result, more miseries. And as she contemplated in her mind, to take her sister's car, without her permission, of course, and drive that car over the cliff in order to kill herself. The Lord God knew of her attempt and interfered with her suicide. Now I shall read an excerpt for you on her story. And I want you to listen very carefully, as this excerpt is very, very precious. Here she was about to attempt a suicide. And let me begin reading this excerpt for you. And now suddenly the opportunity had come to end my anguish. As I was tearing up the road with the accelerator pushed to the floor, familiar landmarks flashing by me, a kind of mad acceleration possessed me. I had neither the time nor the inclination to reassess things now. I just wanted to reach my destination, numbing my sense of feeling. I didn't let myself think of my mother as she had looked, calling after me in her fear, or that she had called me Han, the family's name of endearment for me. I was almost at the open mine, just two more turns to make. Suddenly there was a terrific bang and the car careened out of control, nearly flipping over on that narrow gravel road. Somehow, reining the shiny convertible to a stop, I got out, saw the skid marks, and then spotted the blown-out tire on the left front wheel. As I stared at the ragged hole in that tire, I didn't hear any heavenly voices, but I knew that God had done this. Right there on that skid-marked mountain road, the Spirit of God brought back to my mind things I must have learned many years before in Sunday school. The first words that came to me were, "He cares." And then, in a marvelous way, He continued to show me how much He loved me. I knew the verse He was using, John 3:16. I had learned it as a child, but this time it had my name in it. God so loved Pauline Hamilton that if Pauline Hamilton believes in me, she shall not perish but have everlasting life. I began to reason. Obviously, God cared enough to stop me on that road, stop me from taking my own life. But why? I had turned my back on Him many years before and refused to give Him any place in my life and my plans. What reason could He have to care about me? But He did, and the realizations of that love broke me. I crouched down on the road with all the necessary tools beside me to attempt changing the tire. But instead, I found myself weeping before the Lord. He speaking to me and I to Him. I didn't know much about prayer then. My praying up to that time had been little more than, "Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh Lord, give me this or that." Today, it was different. Though neither formal nor beautiful, my prayer came from the heart. It ran something like this: "God, You win. I've made an awful mess of things. Lord, if you can do anything with this mess, here I am, you take over. Something happened there on that hot, dusty road that I can't explain scientifically, but it changed my life completely. I wasn't even sure the words that came to my heart were from the Bible, yet I felt they had to be. Be strong and of good courage, God said to me. Be not afraid, for I am with you. How I needed those words, and what comfort they brought to my heart. Now, my dearly beloved, this precious excerpt from Dr. Pauline Hamilton tells you how much the Lord God loves Dr. Pauline Hamilton. And ever since then, Dr. Pauline Hamilton not only was deciphered from killing herself, she was saved and became a born-again child of a living God. And obviously, later on, the Lord healed her of her tuberculosis. She has many, many tribulations that the Lord has walked her over in her life victoriously. And what is precious about Dr. Pauline Hamilton, she was a changed person. She was transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ to be the most powerful missionary with absolute love for Jesus. And she was sent as a missionary to China and later on to Taiwan to look after and teach the delinquent boys the truth of Jesus Christ.